the free rides ended yesterday, the 4th of July for SMART, but wait. No, they didn't. Let's find out why and when. On the KSRO Live Line with us is Jeannie Mariani-Belding from SMART. Good morning, Jeannie.
Hi, good morning.
Well, first of all, tell us how the first three free preview rides went.
They were just incredible. We were so happy to be able to carry passengers so that they can experience what it's going to be like to actually ride the SMART train. And judging from the turnout, we think that everybody actually enjoyed it and had a great time, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, I would have thought that Saturday and yesterday, the 4th of July, would have been big days for people to ride for free on SMART. What are the numbers look like in terms of the people who took advantage of that?
Well, it was really, really busy, and while we can't count exactly, we anticipate that about, maybe 1,500 made the trek to the fair with us on both days, so we're really happy with the turnout.
And that is just the first of it. Now that these three are in the can, you've made an announcement, SMART has, that there are more train rides for free for the public, really sounds like all through July.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we're hoping that people will really take advantage of these preview rides, try us for free, come and experience the SMART train. The first of these rides actually begins this Saturday, and the rides will go from Sonoma County Airport all the way down to San Rafael.
So the whole
route. So that gives people a chance to hop on and hop off at whatever station they would like to.
Well, it sounds good. And Jeannie, where are we at in terms of the whole permitting approval process for SMART as we get closer and closer to an actual official start date?
We are getting very close, and it's still with the Federal Railroad Administration,
okay.
But we continue to work very closely with them. And we are in the home stretch. It's right around the corner, and at least that's what we believe. So we're anxious to get the public on board.
Well, one of the things, Jeannie, that I found striking when we took a ride on SMART, and one of the things that will be a really great kind of different for many people experience that you can have on SMART, is that you can have conversations with people you've never met. I mean, it's just sort
Isn't
of
that wonderful?
It sort of organically occurs, you know, and it's we have so little actual direct communication with each other these days. So I thought that was kind of a nice sidebar to the experience.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful, especially on those tables, you know, where people just sort of come together and share experiences and whatever it is, talk about the view and just enjoy the ride. It's so much different than sitting in traffic, stressed out, trying to get to work. So we're hoping that people will really give us a try.
Well, you're off and running with the next schedule of free SMART rides, and we'll make sure to put that schedule on the KSRO website as well. Jeannie, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Jeannie Mariani-Belding. She is the spokeswoman for SMART, and again, more preview days will be on the KSRO website a little later today.